This is Nightline.
Tonight, campus uprisings. We will not stop, we will not rest. Protests over the war in Gaza erupting across college campuses. Students clashing with police in multiple states as the war between Israel and Hamas rages on. And the Israeli-American hostage seen for the first time in more than 200 days. His parents message back to him.
We love you. Stay strong. Survive.
Plus, trashed how your plastic waste ends up on the other side of the world.
Europe, Italy, Ireland. This one is UK.
An ABC News 18-month-long investigation using trackers to follow where some of your plastic bags really go after you send them to be recycled. Plus, our attempt to get answers from one big box executive.
These are the pictures of the facilities that your plastic ended up in Indonesia, that's in Malaysia.
Also, Celine Dion, the superstar using the power of love to slowly return to the spotlight.
To see show business again, it took a lot out of me.
Opening up in French Vogue about the rare neurological disorder she first revealed on Instagram back in 2022.
It's been really difficult for me to face these challenges.
Could we see her back on stage anytime soon? And the world-class athlete getting the Barbie treatment. Thanks for joining us. Tonight, scenes of chaos from coast to coast. Tensions spreading across college campuses with pro-Palestinian protests bubbling up over Israel's war in Gaza. At USC, police moving in on protesters. At the University of Texas in Austin, state troopers in riot gear, some on horseback clashing with students.
It's a mess. It's very chaotic.
And at Columbia University, those living in tent encampments negotiating with the embattled university president. All this coming as the war passes 200 days since Hamas attacked Israel, with the death toll in Gaza at 34,000, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. Roughly 100 Israeli hostages still being held by Hamas and other militants. But for one Israeli-American family we've spent time with, this day offered the first real glimmer of hope. Hamas earlier today releasing a proof-of-life video of Hirsch Goldberg-Pollan, kidnapped from the Nova Music Festival in Israel. Hirsch can be heard saying, "I am the son of Jonathan and Rachel." His parents, originally from Chicago, releasing their own statement.
Hirsch, if you can hear this, we heard your voice today for the first time in 201 days. And if you can hear us, I am telling you, we are telling you, we love you, stay strong, survive.
Our thoughts tonight are with the Goldberg-Pollan family. We will continue to monitor all the latest developments in the unrest across college campuses, online, and on Good Morning America tomorrow. We turn now to the singer, Celine Dion, the superstar opening up in a new interview and talking about the health crisis she's battled for 2 years out of the spotlight. Could she be making her way back? Here's ABC's Deborah Roberts.
Here we go. Rolling, everybody. Shush. Take two, please.
It's a new day for Celine Dion.
Hello, Vogue. This is Celine Dion.
The superstar singer gracing the May issue of Vogue France, sharing details about her rare and incurable neurological disorder, stiff person syndrome, which affects just one in a million people, causing muscles to go rigid. Dion, known for iconic hits like My Heart Will Go On, and The Power of Love, telling the magazine, "I haven't beat the disease, as it's still within me and always will be. I hope that we'll find a miracle, a way to cure it with scientific research. But for now, I have to learn to live with it." Going on to say, 5 days a week, I undergo athletic, physical, and vocal therapy.
I've been dealing with problems with my health for a long time. And it's been really difficult for me to face these challenges.
The singer shocking the world, announcing her diagnosis in 2022 in an emotional Instagram post.
Unfortunately, these spasms affect every aspect of my daily life and not allowing me to use my vocal cords to sing the way I'm used to.
Dionne had to postpone the return of her Vegas residency and her tour and has not performed since 2019.
Singing, it's what I've done all my life.
She is powerful, she is strong, and she really is putting a face to something that a lot of us didn't even know was a thing until she first revealed her diagnosis.
The five-time Grammy winner largely out of the public eye until this year when she made an emotional return to that very stage in February.
When I say that I'm happy to be here, I really mean it from my heart.
Dionne describing that moment she walked out with her eldest son by her side.
It was a very nerve-wracking and at the same time, a big honor. It took a lot out of me, but my son, Rene Charles, RC, came and gave me his support.
Rene Charles, one of Dionne's three sons that she shared with late husband Rene Angelil. Angelil battled throat cancer. In 2015, Dionne telling me about the day she learned it had come back.
It was December 17th, and I will never forget because it was a wedding anniversary, and I was rehearsing for The Voice, and after the rehearsal, I went back in my dressing room, and I saw him looking pretty devastated and shocked, and I was like, what's going on? And he sat down and he said, I have cancer again. The doctor just called me and I have cancer again. And at that moment, honestly, my heart started to beat faster, but my body shut off. And I was like, I'm gonna go put makeup on and I'm gonna go sing Incredible and I'm gonna forget how I feel right now. I went on, I sang the song, we were and then we went to the hotel, and then reality started to strike.
Celine and Rene met when she was just 12. He became her manager, her mentor, and later, the love of her life, helping turn those early ballads like Because You Loved Me into gold. Decided to step back from her lucrative residency at Caesar's Palace in Vegas to care for her husband and their young sons.
He can't use his mouth, he can't eat, so I feed him. He's got a feeding tube. I have to feed him three times a day.
And you did so much of this yourself.
I do this myself.
Rene Angelil passed away less than a year after our interview.
Today for me, it's like I don't live with him physically, but I live with him inside of me.
A true showwoman, Dionne returned to the stage shortly after.
He would be over here watching the whole show.
Is there any one song now that when you sing it, it's all about you and Rene?
When I sing The Show Must Go On, because when I was sick or when he was sick, he always said, show must go on.
The show must go on.
While she hasn't performed in nearly 5 years, Dionne hinting at a return to the stage, telling Vogue France, I can't stand here and say to you, yes, in 4 months. I don't know. My body will tell me. On the other hand, I don't just want to wait. Her own health struggles adding to the many trials she's faced in her life.
I think fans are just so proud of Celine. I think that they are proud that she is still willing to give them a glimmer of hope that she's gonna get back out on the stage. And I think they just love hearing that she is willing to fight.
Celine Dion's determination and strong will, just the way she is.
And that's the way it is.
Our thanks to Deborah. When we come back, the shocking journey of many of those plastic bags we think we're recycling.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer.
We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Most of us who recycle plastic bags think we're helping the environment, but not all that plastic ends up where we think it does. An ABC News investigation traced the journey of bags slated to be recycled and found some of them on the other side of the planet. Here's ABC's chief national correspondent, Matt Gutman.
We want to let people who send their waste to Malaysia know that we need your help.
Puat Lipeng lives on the front lines of the plastic pollution crisis, a once naturally green landscape now marred by countless plastic dumps, many of them illegal, and home to some of the most plastic-clogged rivers in the world, which in turn drown our oceans in waste. This is where tens of thousands of tons of plastic waste that most Americans think is being recycled gets sent every year.
People from USA, your waste threaten the health of my family, my children, and also destroy the future of my people.
ABC News set out on a groundbreaking investigation, deploying tracking devices hidden inside plastic bags that took us from impacted communities here at home.
Their trash is in the air!
To Pua's backyard, 9,000 miles away. ABC News, along with nine of our affiliate and owned stations across the country, assembled bundles of recyclable plastic bags, each containing metal tracking devices superglued inside.
I got four.
Our team's fanning out across 10 states.
This is the Northside Walmart here in Austin.
Dropping them off at major retailers, which have thousands of stores with recycling bins labeled for plastic bags. We deposited 46 bundles in all and monitored each tracker's location for months. And we watched as the vast majority never pinged from a plastic bag recycling facility, with many ending up at landfills or incinerators.
I mean, it looks like a building-sized blowtorch.
But we still had questions on several trackers we reported on last year. Three trackers had been dropped off at Walmart recycling bins in different states and ended up overseas, on the other side of the world, in Southeast Asia. Two of them pinged in Malaysia, not far from the hometown of Puat Lipeng.
We have about 30,000 residents here, surrounded by forests, surrounded by river, but now it changed.
Malaysia became one of the top destinations for the world's plastic waste after China shut its doors to the trade in 2018, citing its harmful environmental impacts because so little of it could actually be recycled.
A lot of recyclers from China, they came here, and they found Malaysia is such a haven to run this illegal factory.
Since 2018, dozens of plastic dumps and smokestacks have appeared on the outskirts of town. And Pua says most are from plastic recycling facilities without a license. To show us what she's up against, Pua takes our team to a plastic recycling facility just outside her town. It's one she has reported to authorities multiple times.
Okay, just outside the facility, we found a lot of rubbish.
Directly beside the facility, she shows us a dumping site that's on fire. It isn't long before she finds imported plastic and electronic waste.
This is Europe.
From the U.S. and all over the world.
Italy, Ireland, this one is UK.
Inside the facility, filthy plastic can be seen piled up in the open air, and directly behind it, Pua finds what she says are more signs of illegal dumping.
Is it closely? They're full of plastic chips, plastic shredder plastic. So this is how they dump their waste.
This facility does not appear to have a license to import plastic waste, according to a 2023 list of license holders we obtained from a Malaysian parliament member. Pua says it's a violation that is rarely punished.
Smuggling in Malaysia is so easy.
One of our trackers last pinged from a facility on the shores of the Langat River in Malaysia. It does not appear to have an import license and raises questions as to why our plastic bag tracker is even there in the first place.
I believe that the trackers that put in by ABC is evidence of smuggling.
There's no way of knowing exactly how our tracker ended up here. The Malaysian government wrote to ABC News saying that they take the illegal plastic waste trade issue raised by ABC News very seriously, and that they will certainly analyze and investigate, and any misbehavior will face severe consequences. We wanted to ask Walmart what they knew about the Southeast Asian facilities where three of the 19 plastic bag trackers we dropped off at their stores ended up. But after months of attempting to arrange an interview, they declined our request. So we decided to attend the Reuters Responsible Business USA conference, a gathering of senior leaders from some of America's largest corporations, including Walmart's Kathleen McLaughlin.
And I'm the Chief Sustainability Officer at Walmart.
After the panel, we approach her to ask some questions about the trackers that went abroad.
Hi. I'm Matt Gutman with ABC News. How are you?
Good.
We are doing a story about plastic that was earmarked, plastic bags were earmarked for recycling by Walmart.
Yes.
And ended up as plastic waste in Indonesia and Malaysia. These are the pictures of the facilities that your plastic ended up in Indonesia, that's in Malaysia.
Let's get time to talk about this. I'd love to learn more about...
Well, we have a room actually right here if you would come.
I'm sorry. It would be... Let's talk about it.
Well, we've been trying to for over a year now, and we've been flatly rejected by your team.
Okay.
So I wonder if you would go on the record, because this is important.
Let's follow up with them on.
And there are people whose lives are being impacted by the environmental fallout, by images like these.
After a few more minutes, McLaughlin suggests we should email her to arrange a formal interview.
If you want to get into it, I'm happy to meet with you and go through what we're doing.
Can I ask one more question?
No, I have to go. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
As they suggested, we reached out to McLaughlin and her team to set up that interview. They initially agreed and set a date, but canceled a few days before we were scheduled to sit down, asking us to email our questions instead. Walmart did not answer any of our specific questions and instead provided a statement that said in part, "We strive to do the right thing, and while our bag recycling program isn't perfect, it does provide access to recycling for millions of customers, and we are committed to continuously improving our recycling." And they pointed to enhanced contracts that explicitly require companies they work with to ensure and prove that eligible materials collected through their program are recycled to the maximum extent practicable.
Our thanks to Matt. You can see more of his investigation, Trashed, The Secret Life of Plastic Exports, now streaming on Hulu. And when we return, the trailblazing figure skater immortalized with her own iconic doll. Yep, that iconic doll.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
And finally tonight, Mattel's latest Barbie inspiring women honoree is inspiring indeed. Figure skater Christy Yamaguchi, given her very own Barbie, the Olympic champion, was the first Asian-American figure skating gold medalist. She's the author of several best-selling children's books and a staunch advocate for childhood literacy. Mattel says she joins the ranks of courageous women who took risks, changed rules, and paved the way for generations of girls to dream bigger than ever before. The Christy Yamaguchi Barbie is dressed in her 1992 Olympic gold medal outfit, right down to the skates. Just in time for AANHPI month. And that's Nightline for tonight. You can watch all of our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here same time tomorrow. Thanks for staying up with us. Good night, America.